Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're packing for your holidays this weekend, what do you put in? What do you leave out? Is it possible to pack for all eventualities? For Kirsty Blake Knox, having to make these agonising choices nearly ruins the fun. Good afternoon, Kirsty.
Hi, how's it going?
At this stage of the game, do you not have a system down for packing for your holidays?
No, I don't have one yet. I'm trying to get one desperately, but I tend to be a bit of a panic packer and leave everything to the last minute and do it like at 11 o'clock before I go on holiday, the night before I go on holiday, because I find it really difficult packing. I just think for a lot of us, it's a really tedious and hard thing to do. And I think part of that is because there's two conflicting things we're doing when we're packing. And one of them is packing for the holiday we hope we have, which will be sun and fun and no trips to A&E. And then the holiday that we fear that we will have, which will be rain and more rain and tense games of Monopoly or Happy Families. And you're trying to kind of balance those two, like a lot of optimism and hope. And then, you know, the more realism that's come from bitter experience. So you're trying to balance those two things while you're packing, which makes it very tricky.
Right. You know? So you're putting in all the sun clothes, but are you also putting in kind of raincoats and things?
Well, yeah, because I mean, everyone I feel has gone on one holiday where you've been cut short and or you forgot to pack something. Like, I think when you're in your 20s and you're beginning going on holiday on your own, you're kind of like so lax about stuff. And then you have the experience of going on holiday and getting sick and realizing that trying to kind of explain to someone what Imodium is when you don't speak the same language is a very humbling experience, an embarrassing experience. So I think then that as you get older, you just, the practicality weighs out and you don't want to be in that situation again. And you also seem to develop these irrational fears. Like for some reason, you always end up packing like 34 pairs of underwear, even though you're only going away for four nights, but you just feel that you don't want to be without them. So you end up packing more. So I think it kind of gets a little more, it seems to get harder, I find, as the years go on, rather than easier to pack for a holiday.
Yeah, hence the Imodium on all the underwear. Is it less complicated if you're a boy? Boys, like few t-shirts, few pairs of shorts, boom.
I think so. I think there's a lot of pressure. I know that I don't know if men feel it as much as women do, but I know when you're a woman, there's a lot of pressure to have like a holiday wardrobe and to get like, you know, a lot of kind of new pieces that'll look very, that'll photograph well and you can put up on Instagram and show everyone that you're having such a fantastic time on holiday. And I think that's a pressure. You want to have an outfit that'll be nice to go out in. But I find what tends to happen is that if I pack stuff like that, it'll just stay in a ball in the suitcase and I end up just wearing the same kind of shorts and t-shirt for the majority of the trip. But, you know, you don't want to kind of completely give up hope that you might have that one exceptionally glamorous night out where you get to kind of dress up and doll up to the nines. But yeah, I think so there is that kind of added pressure to kind of look, because you're going to get your photograph taken a lot on holiday. So you do want to look semi-presentable and you don't want to look back and think, God, what was I, look at the absolute hack of me there, you know? So you want to kind of scrub up a bit well.
Yeah. Though, if you're packing for kids, though, as well, you're probably packing for all those disaster scenarios as well. But maybe not so much for yourself anymore, because you know you're going to be going to three restaurants, the ones that do, you know, pizza and pasta, because they won't eat anything else.
Yeah, 100%. I think that when you have kids, like everything goes out the window. Like, you know, when you're kind of in, but before kids, like, and I'd go on holiday, you'd have a few outfits, you'd have a few, be planning these different kind of scenarios and picture, fantasizing about your kind of very glamorous and cultural holiday. And now, like, you just don't care. Like, you're just cramming your suitcase full of toys, Calpol, and like teddies, you know? So that kind of gives way. And I just feel like this, at the current stage I am with two young kids, I couldn't look less glamorous or less kind of, I look so practical on holidays because you just kind of want to make sure that they're going to have what they need so that you kind of have a stress-free holiday, one without any tantrums or anything like that. So how you kind of look and what you bring really kind of refines down to kind of the bare minimum.
Yeah. Isn't there a freedom in that though? Because you don't have to worry about that anymore. Now there's another worry. It's been replaced by another worry, but at least you don't have to be worrying about yourself too much.
Yeah, There is a freedom in that. I mean, because, like, you know, I there's this, I reference this author, the author Joan Didion, and she said that she has had, when she was traveling, she used to have a strict list of things that she brought pinned to the door of her wardrobe so that she didn't have to think about it anymore. And there is a freedom when you don't have to think about it anymore, that you can just, like, shove stuff in and you actually don't care. Like, that not caring is actually very liberating. She had on her list, though, stuff like, you know, a bottle of bourbon and cigarettes, as well as two gingers. So I wouldn't be bringing the bourbon or cigarettes, but I like the idea of having, like, a set list almost. So that's what I'm kind of trying to aiming for now with my holidays this year, is that instead of doing the blind panic last minute, I'm just going to have a really stringent list, stick to it, and then see if that kind of holds me over for the duration of the trip.
And anyway, that's what duty free is for the cigarettes and the bourbon. Kirsty Blake Knox of the Irish Independent, thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.